From the YPR studios in Billings, I'm Bree Ripley. On Sunday, journalist Ed Kemick broke a story that gained so much popularity, it temporarily crashed the online news site he founded. It's about a Billings businessman, Larry Hafner, who was soon to launch a 24-hour hub downtown for caffeine and music-loving folks called the Coffee Tavern. Hafner was outed online last week by a community member concerned with what he was writing on his personal Facebook page. And as Kemick scrolled through his news feed, he saw screenshots documenting what Hafner said.
It's all these extremely vile descriptions of Hillary Clinton, some real racist remarks about a video involving some African Americans, just some really curdling stuff.
When Kemick interviewed Hafner, he didn't look like some monster. He was a normal-looking guy with normal-looking features. The kind of guy you might stand behind in line at the grocery store or help tow out of some gumbo in the prairie lands. Some people didn't understand why this story was important for Kemick to report.
Why is this a story? He's just a guy who said something on Facebook. Well, I think it's a story because it's just a never-ending problem that America has, and that is, you know, dealing with racism and sexism. It's news because we still haven't figured out what to do about it and how to end it.
Kemick's story garnered 11,000 readers on his site, Last Best News, in a single day. The numbers show that people are concerned about this issue. But Forward Montana's deputy director, Kia Abbey, says it's not enough to just be concerned.
It's so critical as community members in Billings, as neighbors, as citizens of Montana and the United States, that we're holding our leaders accountable to these statements. And we are pushing back and we're saying those aren't our values. And we won't let you use your platform of power to spew hate.
Forward Montana recently organized a team of volunteers to craft a pamphlet. It provides a guide to help people confront and stand against bigotry. Because after all, Montana is known for being good neighbors.
We're the neighbors that shovel each other's walk. We feed each other's animals when we're out of town. We make sure the other neighbor has food on the table. And now we need to step up and say, we value these things. We care about our neighbors. We care about our fellow Montanans. And that's why I'm not going to let you say things that are disrespectful.
You can find links to the Last Best News article and the Montanans United Against Hate pamphlet online at ypradio.org. You're listening to YPR. I'm Bree Ripley.